Jags back to work Thursday afternoon. The Jags and the Eagles coming up Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work for just over 2 hours on the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday afternoon. Getting ready for Sunday's game. Partly cloudy conditions. A nice day for work in Jacksonville. To update a story from yesterday, kicker Josh Scobie will plan on playing this Sunday. The quad seems to be fine moving forward. There is lots of positive talk about this Jaguars defense this season. Some additions and depth on the defensive line, a faster linebacker unit, and another year of experience for that secondary. We'll find out quick against what was a great Philly offense a year ago. And defensive coordinator Bob Babbitt says his group should be ready for the challenge.
We just need to make sure that we're disciplined. Before the ball snap, that we align properly. Once the ball snap, that we're disciplined and we execute our assignments. I mean, that's a big emphasis. It's hard to do.
It's time to go behind enemy lines. And, of course, all the talk in Philadelphia is about the offense. But the linchpin in the backfield is running back LeSean Shady McCoy. The sixth-year back out of Pitt was the NFL rushing champion with over 1,600 yards and had another 539 yards receiving last season. But probably his most memorable game came in Week 14 last year. Throughout that day, he showed his shiftiness, his stop and start ability, and his speed in the worst footing possible against Detroit, and then turned it on even more in the fourth quarter. Scores from 40 yards and 57 yards away. He finished the day with an Eagles franchise record 217 yards on 29 carries and led Philadelphia to a 34-20 win. As he showed on that snowy December day, the toughest part about defending McCoy is stopping the home run threat from anywhere.
It's tough to get ready for a guy like that because you never know what to expect out of him other than he's going to make some big plays, and that's something he's always been doing since he's been in the league. But, you know, I think for the most part it's his speed and his explosiveness, man.
He can make something out of nothing sometimes, you know. He was the best running back in the league last year. So, of course, he should be coming back with a repeat if he could. But he impresses me because he's a very shifty dude and he can run.
A little more on McCoy and the Eagles, of course, tonight on radio, the Gus Bradley Show from 6 to 7 p.m. Gus Bradley and Jeff Lagerman, followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman, and Tony Baselli. That's on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010XL and 92.5 FM. The Jaguars wrap up Eagles Week on Friday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.